Welcome to the hashtag UN Tool Parade podcast, the teacher-to-teacher open overview of what EdTech can do for you. From the University of Windsor's Faculty of Education, I'm Victoria.
I'm Sonia.
I'm Bree.
And today we're discussing the educational platform, Pixton.
Pixton was invented by husband and wife duo Clive and Dana Goodenson out of Parksville, British Columbia, Canada. They went on to create Pixton as an online cartoon creation platform to allow students and users to create comics that they can share with each other.
Pixton uses click-and-drag comics and gives you the creative freedom to incorporate posable characters, props, backgrounds, and dialogue in the form of speech bubbles.
So how can teachers use Pixton in their classrooms?
Well, Sonia, teachers can create online classrooms specific to the classes they are teaching that year or semester. So for example, if a secondary school teacher has a grade 9 English class and a grade 10 history class, the teacher can create two separate online classrooms in Pixton for each respective course.
That's so neat. Students can also enter into these online classrooms that their teachers have by logging in with their Google account or logging in using the link that is unique to their class. They simply have to register with the assigned username that their teacher provides.
The teacher will start by making their own avatar. That will be the first character in the classroom. Then, students can create avatars unique to them.
So what kind of options does Pixton allow students to choose from when making their avatar?
When creating their characters, students can choose from loads of options, ranging from their skin tone, clothing, and accessories, just to name a few.
It's great that students have a wide variety of options to choose from when creating their avatar, especially if students want their avatar to reflect characteristics that are specific to them or their community. It's these little inclusive details that teachers should look for because it allows every student in the class to feel included and see their own community represented in the material they are learning.
Using a platform in your classroom that allows everyone to be seen is a great way to make sure no one feels excluded and diversity is present even in the creative spaces you curate online.
Exactly. We shouldn't forget about all the available options for cultural headdresses so no one has to leave their culture out of their character.
That's right. Students can also change their expression, outfit, height, pose, and body structure. Kudos to Pixton for this wide variety of physical attributes that they provide to students when creating their avatar. It's very innovative, inclusive, and diverse.
Well, you see, I did notice that there was no options for physical disabilities.
Yeah, so if one of our students uses a wheelchair or is an amputee, there are no options for them.
It's really unfortunate. As teachers, we want all of our students to feel included and accepted.
Exactly, and it's the little things like these that make all the difference.
I completely agree.
However, I did notice something a little odd when I was trying to create my avatar.
And what was that?
Pixton had an option where students can choose a level of, quote, cuteness they want their avatar to be.
That's strange. What do you mean by cuteness? Who determines what's cute and what isn't?
Exactly. Especially when it comes to physical appearance, they might be going down a slippery slope with that one.
Right. So when logging in as a student, Pixton wants you to select your age group. And I noticed that they have this feature of cuteness available for young students. So we're talking about students who are in the primary, junior sections. Now, I made the mistake of logging in as a senior student, so around the ages of 15 to 18 years old, and Pixton wasn't giving me the option to reset my age group. So unfortunately, I couldn't test out the cuteness feature because it wasn't available to senior students. But I'm curious to see what version of cute Pixton had in mind for a young child.
I wonder which physical features they would enhance or erase to make the avatar, quote, very cute. Personally, I believe that attractiveness and cuteness is subjective, so I don't think it's possible to have a feature that can apply cute attributes to your avatar, because that means that they are catering to a specific ideal of beauty.
That's an interesting thought.
To be honest, I would just disable the feature entirely to avoid any controversy.
I agree. Another great thing about the application is that students are persuaded to create narratives that are specific to a particular situation.
Yeah, so if, for example, my bucket list is an activity where students can compose a conversation with their friends where they describe three things they would love to do someday.
That's a really cool idea. Teachers can also design lessons and create narratives based off of pre-created packs similar to my bucket list.
Right, they can find them using hashtags. This allows teachers and students to also look at other people's work that have been created and labeled with the same hashtag.
We forgot to mention that in the comics and narratives the students are creating, they have the choice to change the background. This means that students can change their avatar's appearance to appropriately match the setting of the story.
That's right, Bree. They can also easily find what outfit they want by searching a keyword in the hashtag bar. For example, hashtag dress or hashtag casual.
Students and teachers can also add speech bubbles and change the expression of their avatar to make it look as though they really are speaking, or to provide what their avatar might be feeling in the scene,
You know what's also interesting?
What's that?
Well, Pixton provides pre-made printables so teachers can print speech bubbles to display messages to the class.
Neato.
Teachers can print class expectations, outlining class rules, grading, misbehavior consequences, classroom supplies, labels, and character maps too.
Right, so teachers can print these out and put them up in their classrooms.
Oh, absolutely. On another note, Pixton pages can be used to promote creative and engaging learning across various subjects and grades.
Really? How so?
Well, due to its creative design and features, teachers can incorporate the use of Pixton as an educative tool in language classes, math, science, history, geography, and art courses. So for example, Pixton is offered in English, French, and Spanish, and this language feature gives students studying other languages the opportunity to practice their writing and grammar skills in a fun and unconventional manner. Now, depending on the grade level, the dialogue can either be short or long, and the plot of the story can be either simple or complex.
That's incredible.
Wait a minute. How can you make a comic strip in a math or science class?
All right. So Pixton this. Sorry, guys. I couldn't help it. Okay, so picture this. The application can help younger students better understand how simple math and science principles are prevalent in everyday interactions by creating short narratives in the form of comic strips.
That's really interesting. I never thought of it like that. I was teaching a grade 9 special education math class, and I was thinking of creating a lesson where the students would create comic strips where they would go to a store and purchase, say, a chocolate bar or something of that sort. This would help them practice simple addition in a fun and inventive way. But you're right, using a comic narrative to explore math in an everyday setting would be a great way to allow students to make real-life connections to their learning.
But for the higher-level math and science classes that are more theory-based, Pixton may seem a little juvenile and perhaps should not be the primary tool for teaching the lesson.
Right, so in high school, those classes become more theory-based, so it's kind of tricky to explain complex concepts in a short comic strip.
Exactly. But the application could be used for students as a study guide to help them break down complex ideas and relay the main concept of these theories in layman terms.
So how much is a subscription to Pixton anyway?
So Pixton provides a couple of options for educators to choose from when looking to purchase a package. So the three packages available are all based on the size of the classroom and number of students. So Pixton provides a couple of options for educators to choose from when looking to purchase a package. So the three packages available are all based on the size of the classroom and the number of students.
All right, that makes sense.
So the first bundle is called the Engage package, which covers 25 students for $8.99 per month. The second is called the Inspire package. It covers 50 students for $13.99 per month. And then there's the Transform package, which covers 100 students for $22.99 per month. And then they also offer packages for larger numbers for up to 300 students if necessary.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of students. Perhaps that means a school can purchase a 300-student package and divide it among several classes within the school.
Oh, that's a smart idea. I never thought of that.
Another fun fact, each package has a starting bundle that includes many options, such as a companion iPad or Android app, customizable rubrics, the ability to create unlimited comics, access to educator community, voice recording, and access to over 900 lesson plans. That's a lot of lesson plans. There are even more benefits available online. You just need to look it up.
Wait a minute, but all these added features come at a cost, right?
Oh, of course. So the basic monthly pack without all the fancy gadgets is $9.99 US dollars per month. There are thousands of schools worldwide using Pixton. The website allows you to exchange ideas with other educators from around the world or right next door. Search for other teachers by subject, location, or grade. You can do a variety of things like discuss classroom activities, lesson plans, and teaching ideas. See what classrooms around the world are doing and connect internationally with each teacher to collaborate on projects.
Educators can also see all the comics created by students within their classrooms, regardless if they are published or in progress. That means you can develop an understanding of your students' thought process and assess them based on their progress.
But if there's ever any concern about the content of a student's comic, the teacher has the ability to delete, modify, or send the comic back to the student for additional editing.
Right. Educators may also turn on the teacher moderation, in which case all comics submitted by students must be approved by the teacher before they can be published or shared. Once the comic is approved, it can be shared through a direct link or embedded code, and the student's name or screen name will appear as anonymous.
As an educator, you can use Pixton to make comics in order to make your lessons more fun and engaging. as a creative writing tool in order for your students to create comics or graphic novels based on a narrative, or even as an assessment tool for both formative and summative assessments.
All right, hold on. Pixton has some serious TOS. That's terms of service if you're not familiar.
To be honest, I rarely read the terms of service for anything.
Same here, but if we're going to be using application in the classroom and requesting students to use it as well, we have to make sure we understand exactly what we're signing students up for.
Absolutely. Here, for the sake of our sanity, I will try and make this as painless as possible. I hope you're all ready for this. Please prepare yourselves.
Hit it, Bree.
If licensee at any time is not willing to be bound by all of the terms of this agreement, licensee must promptly cease its use of the software and delete any files associated with the software installed on licensee's system.
That was priceless. All right, so wait, you're telling me if I use Pixton, you can't use the content you created? So you're telling me I don't have ownership of my own content?
Relax. These are terms of service, not a conspiracy theory. It's pretty straightforward. You're allowed to use Pixton as long as you have an account. No account, no content.
Well, it makes sense if you think about it. You created your content while using Pixton's tools and features. So if you no longer have an account or access to Pixton's technology, you then no longer have access to your technology or content.
If it makes you feel better, they really only collect your IP address, browser and operating system script, or username and password, email address required for educators, optional for students, name, optional for students, does not have to be real name, institution name, address, city, province, state, country, postal or zip code, phone number, first name, last name, title, main educator or administrator only, student assessment data, optional, applicable if the educator chooses to use it for a rubric or a 5-star rating system for an activity, student grade level and subject area required for education per group created.
Okay, but if you're worried about what exactly they're collecting from you, write to them, and once they've identified you, within 30 days, they'll provide you with your personal information under their control, with how that information is being used, and a description of individuals and organizations to whom that information is being disclosed.
Yeah, but don't forget that reasonable fee they can charge you for doing so.
There seems to be a fee for everything nowadays.
You can say that again.
So, for students who require differentiated instruction, how can a teacher use Pixton as a resource?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Pixton's a source that can accommodate many different student needs.
That's right. It is a resource that serves to benefit students' learning by using visuals and by making sure that the process is enjoyable. Students are able to create their own unique story and share their perspectives and ideas by creating to have fun and enjoy learning.
These creative features are especially useful for students who struggle with essay writing and require a more hands-on creative approach to learning.
Pixton can be used as a creative outlet for students that may thrive in that environment.
When designing the artifact on the website, you are presented with a number of choices, from comic strip, storyboard, or graphic novel.
And then various options within them as well. This means that they are not just encouraging everyone to create similar artifacts, rather they provide room for originality.
It's also clear that this website is designed with a younger audience in mind, from their cartoon-like figures to the colors that they choose.
That's true. Educators might want to keep that in mind for senior classes or an older audience. They may have a harder time engaging them.
To use this website, students would also have to have an idea of basic comic design concepts. If you're working with a group that didn't have experience with creating artifacts like these, it may initially be confusing.
Though, I do feel that for most platforms, everyone needs instruction and to take some time to get used to it at first. Well, ladies, looks like we're almost out of time, unfortunately. But before we go, final thoughts about Pixton as an educational resource? Do you like it? Do you not like it?
Overall, I think it's an engaging resource that allows students to express their creativity in an educational way. I really like the features that are available to students when creating their avatar. I think inclusion is an integral component to every class, and Pixton has taken strides to making their options more diverse. Personally, I would disable the cuteness feature because I don't feel like it's appropriate, but other than that, I think it's a great tool.
I agree. I do feel that it would be fun to integrate into the classroom and inclusive from what we've seen. Some aspects are similar to other platforms I've seen, like Bitstrips. All right, now how about we rate Pixton using the Apple rating system?
All right, so Pixton gets one whole apple for use because it can be incorporated into many different subjects. 3/4 of an apple for differentiated learning, and 1/2 apple for privacy, because they do collect a lot of information. Giving us a total of, drumroll please,
2.25.
All right, thanks for tuning into our podcast about Pixton as an educational platform. And that's all from us. Cheers and bye for now.